Well, being a Wednesday evening right here on Radio Islam International, as we always host the America Report. Now, America, of course, being a big space these days, America Report consisting primarily of events coming out of North America. But anyway, at least we'll get some info what's happening on that side of the pond. Joining us this evening, Brother Ibrahim Hooper. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, doing well, Brother Ibrahim. Let's start off with this important news having been broken a little while ago, that CARE, in addition and along with 40 plus coalition partners, to announce a global boycott of Hilton hotels. Now, this is of course on the back of Hilton's plan to build on a demolished masjid, upon a demolished mosque in the East Turkestan area, the Uyghur-dominated area of China, and this protest, of course, to highlight the plight of the Uyghur Muslim community. Talk to us, Brother Ibrahim.
Yeah, well, you're actually the first media outlet to report on this. We haven't even put it up on our website yet, but tomorrow in Washington, D.C., we're going to hold a news conference outside the Washington, D.C.'s main Hilton. And we're going to announce a boycott, a global boycott, because Hilton has just basically ignored all of our requests to end its licensing agreement with this hotel on a bulldozed mosque, Uyghur mosque in China. And we really don't have any choice. It's a moral obligation. And it's Hilton may think, you know, they may be weighing that they make more money from China than they might lose in a boycott. But this isn't going away. We're for us, this is a moral imperative, and we will continue it regardless of what happens. And we've already got 20 some organizations in the United States and worldwide to co-sponsor it. It'll be live streamed tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Washington, D.C. time. And actually, I would encourage any Muslim organizations or any organizations in South Africa, if they want to co-sponsor this boycott campaign, they should email me directly at ihooper@cair.com, ihooper@cair.com, and we'll consider having them join this international campaign. But it's boycotts are not easy to keep going, but as I said, this is a moral imperative for us.
Brother Ibrahim, whilst we're on that topic, that some of the organizations that are also a part of the coalition itself that, have joined CARE previously on this and other matters, who might they be? Any names out there that we just might be familiar with?
Well, the main Uyghur American organizations like Uyghur Human Rights Project, World Uyghur Congress, Campaign for Uyghurs, Free Uyghur Now, but also Indian American Muslim Council, Justice for All, the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, and then, you know, internationally you have the French Justice and Liberties for All Committee, you've got the Muslim Council of Britain, Belgian Uyghur Association, so it's across the board and it's growing. As I said, there's going to be action alerts, there's going to be actions, there's going to be unspecified things that I don't want to tip off Hilton about. All peaceful legal actions to challenge their tacit or even overt support for this genocidal regime in China.
Talking of regimes supported by the United States, now there's been calls on Biden to fulfill campaign pledges of no more blank checks for Trump's favorite dictator. Now this is Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is, even by Egyptian standards, regarded as one of the more obnoxious leaders of present day Egypt. And you know, the brutality of the current Egyptian regime, it boggles the mind how he gets away with such brutality. But he's also been a favorite leader of many in the U.S. and Trump, openly supported him, as well as, you know, many officials in the U.S. government before. What's this call on President Biden to do?
Well, excuse me. First of all, you know, the right wingers here in the U.S. support Sisi because he's seen as clamping down on Muslims. That's the main reason. Anybody who clamps down on Muslims anywhere in the world is going to be, praised by the right wing in our nation. So that's what Sisi plays on. He's one of the more brutal dictators. Tens of thousands of political prisoners in torture chambers around Egypt, executions, just phony fake kangaroo trials. I mean, it's just horrible. And yet we send hundreds of millions and billions of American taxpayer dollars to him every year. And mainly, as long as they keep their relations with Israel. That was the whole premise of us giving them all these taxpayer dollars in the first place is, as long as you play nice with Israel, we'll keep sending you money. And so it's just kept going from there, and then it's morphed into this, keep the Muslims down and the money will continue to flow.
Brother Ibrahim, on Monday, that's the Monday that went by, September the 13th, the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE Minnesota, joined community leaders for a press conference to address the sentencing of the Darul Farooq mosque bomber. Now this, if I can recall, we spoke about this was in 2017, that you had Emily Claire Harry, who previously was known as, or currently, I'm sure, as Michael Harry, the founder of this White Rabbits militia gang bombing that mosque. And how has that played out? I mean, is the community satisfied that after all these years, some sort of justice has been served?
Well, I think they're finally getting a bit of closure on this. I think that individual got, 53 years or something like that? So it was a substantial sentence. And I think it sends a message that these kinds of hate, and we say hate crimes, but it was actually terrorism. These acts of terrorism won't be tolerated.
Moving on to, of course, September 11th, and September 11th is always and has always been for a while now, a tense period for many Muslim communities, many Muslim individuals, always concerned about reprisals, those who want to make a statement on this day by attacking Muslim sites, masajids, etc. Well, masjid attacked in Michigan on September 11th. What do we know about this story?
We had a number of incidents on September 11th. We had that the pig's mask with the anti-Muslim message. We had the in Texas. We had the vandalism in Michigan, and we just yesterday released some surveillance video showing three what appeared to be young white men at the mosque at that around the time of that vandalism. So. These things, unfortunately, are becoming expected around these kinds of anniversaries. And, we thought we had moved beyond that, but apparently not.
Finally, Brother Ibrahim, before we conclude, amidst all the doom and gloom that we've spoken about for the last 10 minutes or so, the positive Muslim story coming out, what you got for us?
Well, I guess maybe one a congressional letter went out today backed by Muslim and Jewish groups urging the federal government to make kosher and halal meat available in emergency food programs. So that's a little bit of good news if that becomes the case, because Muslims have to access emergency food program too, and if the only thing that's available is pork chops and wine, it's not going to go over too well.
Brother Ibrahim Hooper, Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us, and we'll certainly put out that email of yours and hopefully co-sponsor that that protest action, inshallah, tomorrow at the targeting Hilton.
Jazakumullah. Any support from South Africa?
Yes, indeed. I know you guys have been at the forefront of the Uyghur cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect and look after you. And inshallah, this will inshallah be productive for those folks out there.
Inshallah.